Thanks for listening to CKMS Community Connections. I'm Yenny. This is at Radio Waterloo. You can find us at 102.7 FM. And today I'm visiting at KW Accessibility. They are a local organization that promote and support people with disabilities with all sorts of services, awareness, events, and they even help people with their taxes, I know. From over the years, I've known lots of awesome people here, and I'm really happy to be back. And they are doing Birthday Thursday, so I'm here for the Birthday Thursday. There's a group of people here, and I've asked them if they want to speak with me, and they do. So here's Con.
Hi, my name is Con, and I joined KWA since 2010. So I really like KWA because there are people who have something in common with me. The person who inspired me the most when I first came was Helen. Helen passed away now, but Helen inspired me because she was paralyzed from the neck down, but she still enjoyed life and joke around like as if there's nothing wrong with her. And she inspired me to come out and wanting to live life and enjoy life. And I am completely blind now, but I was not completely blind before I gave birth when I was 29 years old. I lost my vision when I was 18. I was just visually impaired with RP, which stands for retinitis pigmentosa. So, but when I was 29, I gave birth and I lost all of my vision because of the stress and because I had postpartum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you mentioned you've been coming to KWA since 2010.
Yeah.
And Helen was a big reason that you were inspired.
Yes.
That's amazing. I remember Helen as well, and she definitely is an inspiration to all of us. She had an amazing sense of humor.
Yes.
And what about you?
Hi, my name's Lenny, and I've heard of KWA many years ago through someone that I met at a Dutch class in at the University of Waterloo, and it was very close to where I lived at the time. But I just recently joined. I'm the newbie here because after COVID was kind of settled, and after 2 years of not going out at all, and I became retired, I joined the Canadian Council of the Blind, where I met Con, who you just heard. And Con says to me, Letty, you need to come to KWA. So I joined last April, and I get involved in various activities here and make new friends. So it's been a great thing to have something to do rather than stay in my place while I'm retired.
Yeah, I know. I love KWA for the social. All right. Well, it's very nice to be here. So KW Accessibility, the location is downtown Kitchener.
659 King Street East.
659 King Street East. Right downtown. And here's Edward. Maybe we can get a few words from the executive director on what KW Accessibility is all about. Hi, Edward.
Hello,
how are you?
Jennifer, I'm great. How are you?
Awesome.
Good. Thanks for having us all on your show today.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is terrific.
I thought of you. I think about you guys often, and then I finally decided to reach out and see if I could visit you guys. And then Birthday Thursday seemed like a perfect fit because people come out and you guys are all here.
Exactly.
So what is the vision statement of KWA?
We are an equal opportunity center for people with disabilities.
So you do lots of different things. We mentioned the social awareness. You help people with their taxes.
Yeah, we also teach people how to use computers. We have a computer department that helps people learn new programs.
Wow.
Yeah, so we teach people different adaptive aids.
Okay.
Like people who are blind, we can teach them how to use screen readers.
Oh, wow.
Or different input devices.
Yeah.
We also refurbish computers, so if people want to donate their computers
nice
to us, we can fix them up and hand them out to our members, because many of our members can't afford to buy new computers. So.
Right. So how many members does KWA have?
We have about 100 active members, and then we've got quite a few more that drop in or we help on a casual basis.
Right. So this birthday Thursday that you're doing, is this sort of the amount of people that come out normally, or?
No, this is a slow day, actually.
The weather doesn't help.
No, it's sort of the February blahs.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but we do a lot of social recreational programs, health and wellness stuff.
Right. I was on your webpage earlier kind of perusing some of the photos. Over the years, there's been lots of different activities, like gone fishing. There was a racetrack there with a horse.
Yeah.
From years ago. I think you guys have done that.
Oh, we do gliding.
Gliding?
Yeah, with an accessible glider.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Do you guys still do the teddy bear picnic?
We do every August.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you have your golf tournament. That is a big
event. Our golf tournament's coming up on June 17th.
June 17th.
Yeah, it's at the Galt Country Club. So that's a beautiful course.
Really?
We're really excited to be able to play there. Registration's now open, so if anybody wants to come out and play or donate prizes, anything like that, we would really appreciate their support. We had it. It's a great time. Everybody has lots of fun.
Well, thank you. Well, maybe we'll speak to a few more of the ladies. Do you guys want to chat with me a little bit? All right. We're talking with some of the people who come out to KWA to hear about why they attend. So what's your name?
So my name is Amanda, and I'm actually our board chair.
Oh, nice.
So I've been with KWA now since 2019. I actually started volunteering for some of our Lunch and Learn Pancake Tuesday, which we also just had last week.
Oh, nice.
And then I was actually summer staff.
Oh.
So in the summertime, we have a wide range of activities and a very active social calendar for our members, for the recreational side of things. So that's kind of where I started with KWA, and
nice.
It became a very, very special place in my heart. So
yeah,
continued to volunteer and then joined our board of directors. And within the last year, I've actually been voted in as our board chair. So I'm here quite often, try to do as much as I can with our members. I'm very big on the advocacy of our organization,
mm-hmm.
And just trying to get our name out there as much as possible. The different things that are available for youth and teenagers, but once you turn 18, a lot of people tend to just forget that we still need those services.
Right.
Even though you're no longer in the kids category.
Right.
So it's really important that KW Accessibility is here for our rec programs and getting information out there and being a voice for people.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't go away just because you turn 18.
No.
So that's one of the fun things about KWA is we have fun and we have events like our birthday parties and our socials. But on top of it, we're also here for a bigger purpose.
Right. There's a reason for it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's always a reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Hi.
And what about you? You were looking to say something.
Yes. Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a new member here. Been starting since March. I've been attending, like, the events, like, birthday parties, many of those. I actually helped out with the golf tournament last year, setting up that sort of stuff.
That's awesome.
And they're now I am now trying to get the social media aspect up and running, trying to. But yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Social media is always a challenge, but there's lots of opportunities there.
Yes.
And if you have the time to putter around,
yes.
But there's a lot of that going around.
Yes. It's nice coming here. That way I'm not stuck at home every day, just not doing much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Yes.
So you got a nice cross-section of talking with our members. And we are a real member-driven agency. So it's not like we decide what we're going to do. We have monthly planning meetings so the members can come out and talk about the sorts of activities that they want to do. And we also get everybody involved, you know, with the planning, with the social media, volunteering for our big events. We're a big, happy family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important for a lot of people with disabilities because they don't have a big social network.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't have too many family members that they can socialize with. So
right.
For a lot of people, we're their family. And it's just a great place to be. Everybody is welcoming and everybody has a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We really encourage anybody that would like to come out and check us out to stop by the office or give us a call. They're always more than welcome. We've got some coffee ready to go and some drinks, some snacks. So, yeah, everybody's welcome to come out and say hi.
So literally just stopping by?
Sure, absolutely.
And
you know, check out our calendar if they want to see what's going on. But they can also just give us a call.
Yeah. And then your planning meeting that you mentioned.
We usually have it on the Thursday. Usually we plan it at the end of the month
mm-hmm.
for the following month.
Nice. So what do you have coming up for March then?
St. Patrick's party.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty excited about the St. Patrick's Day party.
Nice.
The birthday party for March is.
Wow, so the birthday Thursday for March is themed St.
Yeah.
Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I might have to come back for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My birthday is also
in March,
incidentally. Yeah.
Definitely come by.
Right.
And we're doing a couple restaurant visits. I think we might be having a couple games days. Every Monday is actually a really neat time because we open like a KWA cafe.
Oh.
So people can just come and hang out. Rob, one of the guys that works here, and some of our volunteers, they make some fresh baked goods. And we've got some drinks and snacks, and it's just a real social time between 1 and 4 to just come and hang out and meet with friends.
It's very welcoming here. I've always liked the atmosphere that you do feel like you're among friends here. You're among friends. And it's very casual, which is nice, and very inviting. So.
Absolutely.
Was there anybody else? I'm not sure. What's the lady in the
pink? That's Chris.
Chris, did you want to? You're good? Okay. No worries. Well.
Chris is one of the moms of one of our members.
Oh.
She comes out, too, and volunteers. So it does make it a real family.
Yeah.
Occasion.
Yeah. That's great. Ron works at KW Accessibility. What is your title here, and what is it that you do?
I'm the manager of the First Link Accessible Computer Program, and we basically view it as a disabled person's first link to such resources in our community. When the agency was first founded, our founders recognized that computers could be very valuable to persons with disability as being basically a great leveler to put people on an even playing field. Of course, no one thing can do that, but it's a big contribution to that. And learning about a computer is a useful thing to do because a computer is many machines in one. So I used to teach computers in the public school system and at Connorsville College and so forth. But here there's a real need, and people come with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of diligence. In addition, a lot of persons with disabilities need specialized computers, talking computers or computers that can provide, take voice input or screen magnifiers or devices that can read printed text to them or magnifiers. And of course, with cell phones now, I mean, even a GPS function on a cell phone is extremely useful to somebody who is blind or low vision when they get off the bus and want to find a particular address from the street. So we deal with cell phones and tablets and that sort of thing as well. And instead of a classroom situation, it's all very much one-on-one because people have different learning styles, different disabilities and so forth, sometimes multiple disabilities. So we're trying to bring that to bear as well. So we'll do one-on-one training for people on a weekly basis, maybe come down for an hour, a couple hours a week. Where necessary, we do house calls. We refurbish machines, repair machines. We help with advocacy. When somebody is getting a computer, we'll help them try to find the best computer for their needs. At times, we've been able to refurbish computers for people as well. And we also work with the assisted devices program, so we provide the in-home training when people are prescribed a special device from the government. So it's very rewarding work.
Wow, yeah.
It draws on a lot of my skill set in terms of writing and public relations and teaching and so forth. And you're always reminded not to feel sorry for yourself, because there's so many people with so many challenges, and I could count on less than the fingers of one hand in all the time that I've been here. Maybe a couple people had an attitude that was probably, justified, but didn't help them in terms of feeling sorry for themselves. But that's like two people in 20 years, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody else just brings so much energy, and it's so inspiring and so on. So it's very rewarding work. It's great grassroots work, so I really enjoy that. Sorry, I got to
grab it. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, thanks.
Here's Melissa, Missy.
Hi, I am Melissa Hammer, and I have been with KWA for, I'd say, 12 years or so now, and I love it. It's just like a big family, and we do all kinds of stuff. We do Wii bowling, you can do computers, we do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I guess you help with the golf tournament. You're involved everywhere, probably.
Yep.
Nice. Well, this has been amazing. And you guys are going to eat soon?
Yeah.
You're waiting for your meal?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, thank you. This is KW Accessibility. And what is the address again?
659 King Street East.
659 King Street East. Come and check it out.